History Icon stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a story out of the BerkshireEdge.com, a Berkshire Hills Regional School Committee member has called for a non-binding referendum on the concept of consolidating his district with the Southern Berkshire Regional School District. Bill Fields of Great Barrington mentioned the idea at a meeting of the Southern Berkshire Educational Futures, a group which was formed last year to explore the future of South County's public schools, whether it's in the form of mergers or shared services. Fields' recommendation was supported by former Monument Mountain Regional High School Athletic Director Paul Gibbons. Metro North Railroad has announced that crews are installing positive train control equipment between Wissahick and Southeast. It begins today, will run through Sunday. That'll result in temporary service changes in the Upper Harlem line to accommodate the safety upgrade and maintenance improvements to the line. Buses will substitute for trains traveling between Wissahick and Southeast from 9:30 until 5 p.m. Wednesday through Friday, October the 19th. A seasonal flu vaccination clinic will be offered today from 10 to 11 for Kent seniors at 11 a.m. to noon for any resident at the town hall in Kent in the large first floor meeting room. Insurance plans accepted are Aetna, Aetna Medicare Advantage, Anthem Blue Cross other than Anthem, Medicare Part B, ConnectiCare, and ConnectiCare Medicaid VIP. You need to bring a copy of your insurance card. Registration forms and informational packets are available at the Kent Senior Center, Swift's Lane in the town hall lobby. The clinic is sponsored by New Milford Visiting Nurse Association and Kent Community Fund in conjunction with the town. The Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station Building Committee has a Transfer Station Building Committee meeting coming up tonight at 5:30 in Sharon. Immediately following that at 6:30, the Transfer Station Advisory Committee will meet. Meanwhile, in Sharon, the Conservation Commission will meet at 7 p.m. tonight at Sharon Town Hall. The Southern Berkshire and Berkshire Hills Regional School District, Rudolph Steiner School, South County Synagogues, Berkshire South, Barnbrook Realty, Abichon Hardware, and Trustco Bank at the Price Chopper Plaza in Great Barrington are collecting clothing for the 25th Annual Winter Outerwear Drive. It'll be distributed on Saturday, October 27th from 9 till 6 and Sunday, October 28th from 9 till 2 at the Berkshire South Community Center on Chrissy Road in Great Barrington. For more information, 413-229-8754, extension 387, or email shap@sbrsd.org. Sharon Historical Society Museum and Gallery pleased to welcome the public to the Artist Talks program on Thursday, October 18th, 5:30 till 6:30. Artist Allison Palmer will discuss her work and processes, motivations, influences, and experiences. It's an informal, interactive program which you will have the opportunity to ask questions. It's free. Light refreshments will be served. For more information, sharonhist.org. Mahewee Performing Arts Center on Castle Street in Great Barrington presents a screening of the fantasy film Field of Dreams on Thursday at 7 p.m. More information at 413-528-0100. Sheffield residents encouraged to participate in a bulky waste collection taking place at the town's transfer station October 19th through the 21st. You must obtain a bulky waste coupon that can be picked up at the town administrator's office. For a list of items that will or not be accepted, you can contact them. The Wissahick Fire Company at the Wissahick Firehouse presents Bingo. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30, October 19th. Nobody under 18 is allowed to play any games. There'll be refreshments sold by the auxiliary. Copaic Park's 14th Annual Haunted House continues this weekend, October 19th and 20th, from 6 to 9 p.m. with a hayride after the Haunted House, weather permitting, put on by the Copaic Park and Recreation Commission. Public invited to a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church on Main Street on Friday from 6 until 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there will be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing for your family. The Salisbury Forum opening up its 2018-19 season on Friday, October 19th, with Tom Nichols. The presentation, The Campaign Against Knowledge, The Threat to Democracy, at 7:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. A question and answer session will be held at the following of the talk. Dutchess County Clerk Brad Kendall has announced Passport Day, which will be held Saturday, October 20th from 9 until 1 at the Dutchess County Clerk's Office, first floor in Poughkeepsie. Adults who are first-time applicants, children under the age of 16, or those needing a replacement for a lost, stolen, or damaged passport will be assisted on a first-come, first-served basis. Awesome Autumn at the Hotchkiss Library. The Breakfast Club has returned on Saturdays from 10 to 11. It'll be held this Saturday and next Saturday. All ages are welcome to wander in for a tale or two during the story hour. Veterans Resource Fair being held on October 20th, 10:30 to 12:30 at the Pleasant Valley Town Hall, hosted by Congressman John Faso. Representatives from community outreach programs, county, state, and federal agencies will be there. It's free admission. Great Barrington Historical Society, in conjunction with the John Dewey Academy, presenting a program entitled A History of Searles Castle at 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 20th at the Castle, John Dewey Academy on Main Street in Great Barrington. A $25 donation is suggested. All proceeds establish a Historical Society Berkshire Hills Regional Scholarship. Pre-registration at 413-591-8702. Chicken barbecue will be held at the North Hillsdale Methodist Church on Route 22 on Saturday, 4 till 6:30. Half a barbecued chicken, baked potato, homemade roll, coleslaw, and dessert. Takeouts only. The cost, $13 for adults, $6 for youngsters 5 to 10 years of age. At the Copaic Grange, a historical talk with Howard Blue on Saturday, 4 to 5 p.m. Join the author and Grange historian Howard Blue for a presentation on two forgotten aspects of Copaic's history, ice harvesting and semi-pro baseball. The Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, celebrating 125 years on Saturday, October 20th at Weatherstone from 6 till 8 p.m. with their gala, auction, cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, live music from 2 Blue. Ticket information at 860-364-5041 or Hotchkiss Library Gala at Weebly.com. Movie night at Greater Faith featuring The Encounter on Saturday, October 20th at 6 p.m. at the Greater Faith Mission in Wingdale, New York. More information at 914-439-7118 or on Facebook at Greater Faith Mission. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 547.87 to 25,798.42 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7645.49 and the S&P 500 at 2809.92. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.